Cookie Tookies. Watch out, cause they're coming hot. With these square Cookie Tookies. Wait, hold on. Welcome to Accidentally Wild. Whoa. As you can see right now, look at me, little bitch. As you can see right now, I'm still in excellent mode, working on finishing the album for y'all. Whoa, Legends of the Fall coming out on the 27th, baby. That's a new record of mine, by the way. Watch out, because I'm coming in hot with D-Square, Twinkies, Twinkies. Welcome to Excellent World. We have a great show for you today. Whoa, I'm talking about the male chauvinist, Super King today, the return of the Fight Club, Tyler Durden. Divisional round playoffs? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Excellent reviews. I got two. Look at the look at like I'm looking great, baby. I just came back from being in the studio all night long. High on life, baby. Whoa. I'm on my Dana White right now. Cause I got an album coming out right now. Super Pop. Bow next week. And then I'm coming hitting y'all back again with an X-Force project. Coming very right neck. But anyway. Welcome to Excellent World. I have an exciting show for you, yo. The shit don't stop. Look at me. Oh, my God. This is my excellent everyday swag. Whoa. When you see me dressed up in a shirt and tie, I be trying to give y'all that, you know, super like. He's on his Colin Cowherd, the herd. Ah. But guess what? I'm working on music again, so you got to just get this Excellent World. And this is my world. So we're getting back to the basics, baby. Look, it's the chief with me again. Whoa. Whoa. I've been in studios all weekend, getting with the team. Hey, shout out to Zeus. Shout out to Kevin Avianz. Shout out to Kayla. Shout out to Make a Bang, Lil Will. Whoa. If you didn't, first of all, if you didn't know, right, it's an X-Force coming for y'all. Kill, kill. Ah, ah, ah. Lil listen. Ah. Is y'all ready? I don't think y'all ready. Nobody ready for me. Nobody ready. Not for the chair, bitch. Let's go. Excellent World. What's this, 22? Oh, bitch. Like, all this started a bang. Wait, hold on. Do y'all remember Fight Club? I'm actually going to do a classic movies and give them reviews. And this one had a 5 review. It's called Fight Club. One of the best movies I've ever seen. Fantastic. It was with Brad Pitt, Edward Norton, called Fight Club. And guess who the main character was? It's a character called Tyler Durden. Well, my first topic is somebody who watched that movie and took it literally and made his own. His name is Andrew Tate. And all of his followers, his male chauvinistic followers, you know what we're calling them? Tater tops. It's not excellent at all. Whoa. Well, guess what? Your leader's in jail. If you don't know who Andrew Tate is, let me tell you who Andrew Tate is. Andrew Tate, I'm going to focus on your notes. Andrew Tate is the king of toxic masculinity. All young, straight men, virile men, the zest of women. That's what Andrew Tate is. Andrew Tate is that guy. He is the living embodiment of Tyler Durden. So much so, the dude started his own club. His own club. And his own thing called the War Room. In the War Room was like a fight club. And you would fly there. At a point, you were part of a member. You paid and you built him up. Even if they canceled him because of the shit he said, then his followers posted him. He posted swag. Cars, girls, bitches, hoes. Whoa. And crazy talk all the time. His podcast is Emergency Meeting, called Emergency Meeting. And it was extra, extra on extra. It was the people who were like, I drink venom or red blood. That type of shit. I walk around with swords and shit. But guess what? He's collecting what I call a cult. Some Jim Jones' shit for your young males everywhere. And everybody loved it. Women would be like, oh my God, let's become Andrew Tate. I feel like he was actually brainwashing motherfuckers. But guess what happened? This dude who started out doing MMA, started an MMA fighter, then at some point he's building. I'm not gonna say, listen, he's intelligent. I ain't even that. He was on Big Brother in UK in 2016, had to leave the show because this video surfaced him slapping his girlfriend, beating her with a belt. Pow! And still we keep beating him. Well, guess what? Right now is a huge world proud if you Google anywhere because he's in jail in Romania because they found him on rape charges and they're holding him longer and longer and longer. And you know what? Guess what? I'm playing for you. He's Anglo-American. I'm playing for you. Because you listen, I have a saying. Absolute power corrupts absolutely when you let this have happen. And we need to watch this in the information age because you don't want to run in a rabbit hole. You know, be careful. But this is a quote of Andrew Tate and all your tater tots. Your tater tots. all of your TikToks on his taint. This is a clip of the man. I can't say it better than this. Let me play it for you. Hold on. Whoa. What? Bring it.
Am I a bad person? Because the more you didn't like it, the more I enjoyed it. Whoa. I fucking loved how much you hated it. Turn me on. Why am I like that? Why? I am one of the most dangerous men on this planet. Sometimes you forget exactly how lucky you were to get fucked by me.
Whoa.
Would you rather me pin you down and make you do things you didn't like, or would you rather fuck? You didn't like that I was thinking I can do whatever I want to. That's what it is. I'm the smartest person on this fucking planet. Are you seriously so offended I strangled you a little bit? You didn't fucking pass out. Chill the fuck out. Jesus Christ, I thought you were cool. What's wrong with you?
You didn't pass out. That's really cool. What's wrong with you? Bro. Wow. A lot. A whole lot. A lot. I was watching. Shout out to Vice, who did a special on him. And Vice did a special before he got arrested. They did a special on him. They went to Romania. We had like a whole compound and shit. Looking like a king and shit. Girls like scrubbing floors and shit. And they had him in there. And he brought all these people. And people would fly in. Like a whole board. They're like, oh, we're in a circle. And he'd be like, yo, guess what? Everybody in here, get what? You can dress, get dressed. You know, fight. Fight club. Pow. You know, learn to fight. You fight, you don't fight. You don't fight, you're a piece of shit. Fight. And these big, smart men were like, and they put him in and beat them up. Never in a training at all. Beat them up. And they're like, yeah, you're right. What? He once said about men. He thinks that you're the best version of yourself when you live with competitive men. You're the best version of yourself. I mean, I live with a bunch of super twins, so I don't know. Maybe he's right, but on that one. But anyway, my point I'm trying to make is this guy is bad. They got him. He's in jail. All of you guys on this thing. All of you tater tots. Andrew Tate. All you tots. For Andrew Tate. All you tater tot men. I know you're upset. The king's in jail. And based on what I heard, he's going to be in jail for a long time. So it's all over the news now. And women outraged, as they should be, because it's all coming out. And apparently it's been coming out for a minute, but he's been able to kill it. But yeah, I don't think he's going nowhere. No time soon. No. Parole videos? Whoa. Yeah. Andrew, that's a lot for me. Wait, I'm telling you, in UK, in 2016, he was kicked off the Big Brother for slapping his girlfriend. And he's still a... Whoa. That shows me in this day and age, world, it's really absolute... What I say? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Be careful what you build on. Because he's wanted for human trafficking right now of women. Wow. Like, people were like following him and stuff like that. Girls were all into his little thing. Yeah, did human traffic them too? Whoa, bro. Whoa. What's wrong with y'all? It's free will. Take away free will, that's evil. Stop it. I don't know what y'all. But anyway, the king of toxic masculinity is in jail on a trial. And secretly, if your friends were big followers of him on a low, watch them. Because if you watch any of his videos, there's some real extra stuff. Man, I said, "Well, I'm like, whoa." I was shook. I watched a special. I had to watch a special extra. I was like, "Whoa, this dude! Whoa, what is going on there in Romania? Oh my god, Carpathia! They were Carpathia Mountain shit." I'm like, "Okay, this how we doing it like that?" Whoa, okay, cool. I'm like, they didn't let anybody do anything anywhere, but I might have an excellent compound somewhere. It's really that ass crazy. I could do better than that. And teach people, and people to write a path on that. He just like people. I'm talking about literally the videos of people screaming. Ah, what? We're gonna come back in this story again. We're gonna see what happened to him because yeah, they got him real quick. And them clips right now. I don't think he's going nowhere no time soon, boy. Wow. Hey yo, this one is crazy. I had to sip some tea for this one. I was like, what? This just came across my desk. What is going on a Friday? This is why I love the weekends. The freaking weekend. Guess what? So we're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes. Theranos. You guess what? Shame. 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 Y'all know the story. If you don't know the story, she is a toilet bug who's got 11 years, get a charge for 11 years in prison for defrauding people. Ew. If you don't know, Google her. Check out, she was on, none of that, the HBO special, the Thanos HBO special. Whoa. But guess what? New one for you. Apparently, Miss Holmes tried to flee the country. Whoa. So, first of all, let me stop you there, right? She was found and given 11 years. She's sitting right now in a $13,000 a month house and wants to stay there while she's waiting for her appeal. First of all, had been my black ass, and I got that charge. I asked to fraud in people all the millions of dollars, right? They'd throw me under the jail. They'd be like, they'd be shackled. Like, no, you can't leave. No, you go nowhere. Whoa. Where's Tory Lanez right now? No. Mm-mm. So, anyway, she's trying to stay out while she raises appeal. In a filing by prosecutors, and by the way, if they found this right now, it had been my black ass, I'd be immediately when they found this out, they would have got me. They found out on January 23rd, the defendant, Miss Ma'am, Miss Thanos, Miss Shane, tried to leave the country. She booked a one-way flight. She booked a one-way flight to Mexico. And only after government raised concerns with her defense was it canceled. Whoa, that's extra. And she's still out? Come on now. Had it been me, where would that be? It must be good to be wealthy or connected. I don't know what's going on. And I say that respectfully. Explain it to me. Please explain to me that she's not a flight risk? That in January, you're now following that? Whoa. Interesting. Shame. Get her some education. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. For my next one, the internet is undefeated. Shout out to Puff Daddy. Don't be mad at me, but I got a report on this because the internet is trending right now. You know what's trending? Your name, P Diddy. P Diddy, as in P Diddy. Guess what? Puff Daddy's number one boo thing, Carisha from the City Girls. Carisha Blaze was recently on a show with the baddest bitch, Trina. And she got a little bit open with some alcohol libations and decided to tell everybody what she likes in her life. And she likes golden showers, baby. I can't make this up. I'm going to let you play the clip and watch it yourself. Oh my God, I can't get up. No, really, watch. No, really, what she says. It's trending right now. P-E-E. Listen.
Hey, I'll pick this one.
Oh, Lord. What is it?
I can't say it.
You got to.
It's a take a shot. If you like golden showers, I do.
Golden showers, meaning when the guy pees on you, mm-hmm. Pee on you everywhere, you like it?
I just like you.
You do? Freak of the week. So you say take a shot. You say take a shot.
Yeah, I take a shot.
You like go to the shower. I do. We like peeing on you.
I don't know. It's just.
I'm gonna be honest. Hold on. One thing. I need something. So I'm going to be honest with you, I've never had a golden shower.
I did.
I've never had a golden shower. Like,
never.
I've given one. Oh, is that the same thing as squirting?
I'll give one.
Yeah, they say that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I don't had a golden shower and I like
it. I give them.
She likes it. Woo. Whoa. That tells you what it is right there. Whoa. She gets how she likes it. Whoa. Never. On me? Never. Would I pee on you? I mean, why not? If you guys just like, you can't touch me afterwards to wash the shit off. Wash pee off. No. But yeah. I mean, actually, one of my idols, Biggie, has a famous skit. We talked about scat and the washing shit. And he said, yeah, just Biggie asked me, sit on it, after wash the shit off. Google it. Classic. B.I.G. But for real, I didn't know Carisha do it like that. Carisha, please. Hit him hard in this day. Whoa. P. Diddy trending. The internet's in this video. Ace in the world. I can't make this up. Oh, man. Yo, if you want me to pee on you, I'll pee on you. Trust me. I can charge. Great. Yo, this one I love too. This is great. This is goals for me, right? Shout out to Kim Kardashian, America's most favorite porn star. And superstar, you know, the Miss American royalty, America's most famous porn star. Whoa. Did you see this? Whoa, what did you say? Kim Kardashian is a guest speaker at Harvard Business School. She talked about her Skims line with kids. her and the co-founder talked about her business acumen. Her co-founder's name is Jen Greed. They're invited to speak about share the business. I'm interested. Well, yeah. The line is booming. And she got Harvard Business School. Get that. As I told you, it's not how you start. It's how you finish. Y'all remember him when she's way back. She was like the extra and she was hanging on to Paris and stuff like that. Now look where she came in. Look at how it is now, right? American royalty. America's favorite porn star. Where you better do it? She's teaching at Harvard and stuff? Whoa. Goals. That's what I want. Get it. You better do it, girl. You better do it. And you got rid of the gimp too? She got rid of the gimp? Whoa, goals. Shout out. There's no shade. You didn't even think I'm shading. No, I'm seriously, though. I'm be talking shit because it's wreck. I mean, listen, we're going to put it out there, be what it is. But no, I give 100% respect. She do her thing. Go hard in the paint. Her thing. Put some respect on her name. What were you doing last week? Because she was teaching at Harvard. Woo! Chris Holland, man, I know I get a bad thing. They say I don't like the Kardashians. Look at it, man. I don't got no problem with them. I don't know them girls like that. At all. Zero. None of them. I had a problem when they was messing with my friend. I said, shit, light, left tap. I don't know y'all. Yo, y'all are masterclass. Can I get a job? For real. They're doing it on another level. They're playing, I thought I was playing chess. They're playing like super intergalactic chess on another level, right? Whoa. She got her teaching at Harvard. Teaching classes. You better do it. What I do last week? I didn't teach at Harvard. Get into that. Okay. This was near and dear to my heart. I'm talking about my media daddy, Colin Cowherd, and the Herd with Colin Cowherd. Whoa. Because I've noticed, and I think you all noticed too, the family shooting. Respectfully. And it's so funny to see, but we need to stop it right now. Get back onto it. So, if you don't know, Colin Cowherd hosts a show called The Herd with Colin Cowherd. It was on ESPN. Now it's on Fox. Running Fox. Holds on the network. Colin is the best, right? Oh, the best opinionist in the world to me. Right, he's my media daddy. I learned so much from him, right? Not just about life, but not about sports, but real life. Check into him. He's dope, right? But if you didn't know, he's had a couple hosts, right? When he first went to Fox, he had this one, Christine Leahy. Christine, God bless her. She's a ninja warrior, wherever she went. She was awful. Bad. Like, she would get into arguments and, like, be emotional with, like, guests and stuff, the ball family and stuff. He'd be like, yo, what is you doing, bro? What is you doing? They got rid of her real quick. And they brought in Joy Taylor. And Joy Taylor was amazing. Joy. Shout out to Joy. Joy's on a show now called Speak For Yourself on Fox. She's dope. Joy and Colin were like peanut butter and jelly, bro. I was sad when she left. I was upset. Me, upset. I'm one of those people who watch all 3 hours, listen to that podcast, every week, whatever. I'm in a hurt. Makes me smarter. Wouldn't be the person I am today right now. The show wouldn't be that without Colin. That's how dope it is. And now you got Jason. And I like Jason. I'm going to give him some flowers. Jason is dope. Jason had his own blog. I forget what it's called. I'm missing it. Had his own blog, sold it at the right time, is doing well. Jason owns a soccer team. Jason McIntyre. Google Jason McIntyre. He's dope. Dope. And he used to have a segment called Tomorrow's Headlines Today. It was one of the best ones. I actually did a play on that once on my show. Respect Jason for sure, right? But then they made Jason the co-host with Colin. And boy, was that a bad idea. Not a good idea. I mean, it's just been tough. They say like it's like they butt heads a little bit. Now, let me stop you right there, right? The show is called The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Not Jason McIntyre and Colin Herd. Not Colin Cowherd and Jason McIntyre. It's The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Jason, stop it, bro. Stop it, five. You constantly, whatever. And Colin teaches you the keys and you keep forgetting the keys. One of the first things Colin teaches you, right, is fan. A fan is short for fanatic. And it's true in anything, right? I'm an enthusiast. That said, Jason is a complete New York Jets fanatic. And all season, Jets. Only thing he loves, Jets. Oh, whatever. And he keeps throwing it in the show. And we're like, yo, bro, what is going on with you, bro? The Jets aren't relevant. Why are we talking about that all the time? He grunts all the time. Or Colin be talking about somebody, he'd be like, oh, they like me too. The coach would be like, we like me too. No, they don't. Stop. Relax. You're doing too much, bro. Doing too much. So much so that they were arguing the other day. Colin's talking about Eli Manning and how great he was. And how his runs, and Jason's just like, no, I don't know, and da, 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 and completely just finding arguments, finding arguments. And Colin's like, okay, cool. At some point, I had to speak on this one. I decided to speak on it. They're talking the other day, and he's like, and Colin's talking about a new network, Acorn, and how they have different shows from the UK, and how it's like regular people, London and Baptiste, whatever. And Jason's like, Baptiste? Oh, I only like to watch television and streaming stuff with hot people, not regular people. And Colin's like, what? With hot people? Colin's response is like, oh, okay, that's all you wrote. Ooh, back off, back off. If the you can cut the tension with a knife, it's hilarious. Never more so than this clip about to play you right now. Colin lets you know. Colin's one of those people, he's going to let you know exactly what your face, exactly what he's going, bow, what it is. So I'm about to start a clock, because I don't think Jason's going to be on there. Come after the season, Jason's going to be there next year. I promise you, watch. Well, I said it first. They're going to put Jason somewhere. Jason's going to be like, somewhere else. Never more so than this. Listen to this clip. Please listen, please.
Signed a massive contract and he's out the next year.
This is Jason talking about a contract sign and what happened and Colin's response. Wait till you see the clip. If I don't get it wrong, then please tell me. Please tell me. I love this. Look at it. Check it out.
Yeah, out the next year. Signed a massive contract.
Hold on.
Robert Sala, he's on the clock.
Kingsbury signed a massive contract and he's out the next year. Like, there's not a lot of time and that's probably wrong. You need to let things bake. Right, I mean, imagine if you ended football season ended, and you said, you know, McIntyre was good, but we need an upgrade. We got to get someone else.
Hey, how do you know it's like, not happening right now?
Come on, you got to give me more than 4 months. So listen,
he asked him right now. He's like, what happened after football season? If you said McIntyre's not working out again, he's like, how do you know it's not happening right now? He's like, yeah, give me 4 months. He's like, bro. Yeah, it's the best. It's like a drama. It's a subtle drama. I'll be watching the jabs. And guess what? And you know I'm wrong. Ask Nick Wright. Nick Wright is someone who I love. Nick Wright and Colin's. He's like Colin's like apprentice, right? He's up there. I'm way down. Colin apprenticed to me. Like you apprenticed to Nick. And Nick's dope. Get Nick Wright. Nick will be dope on the show. But Nick got his own show. Nick got his own stuff. Right? Jason gets his own stuff. He can get his own show. He's too opinionated. He thinks it's just not Jason McIntyre and Colin. It's Colin Cowherd and the Hurt. Stop it. When we heard you, when we're telling you stop. Right? Oh, and by the way, Doug Ali, keep him as a guest. Special guest, not a host. Please don't like me. Please. We all turn off when you put him on for hours. Can't do it. Are you just going? Anyway, that's it. Check out the Hurt, Colin Cowherd. I know they didn't like them talking about him, but it's hilarious. Today was actually tough sledding. They were really going for it. Colin was coming out with points and stuff like that, and he's like, great points, by the way, because he's usually super educated in his opinion, and super unpopular. And Jason was like, I'm like, yo, what is wrong with you, Jason? Stop. And I respect Jason. I told you, Jason's one of the first people on Patrick Mahomes. Jason is dope. His tomorrow's headline today is dope, but you're doing the most, Jason. Relax. Be happy to be there, bro. Stop it. Let's put a timer. We're going to come back to it. I told you here first. He won't be here this time next year. Watch. Bet. Excellent. This one sure pissed people off. Ooh, but guess what? I don't care. Your favorite, supposed the GOAT. Bad. Thomas, Patrick, everybody. Tom Brady. Ah. My take, really my educated opinion, is that Thomas Brady is a cancer now. A football cancer. Why do I say that? He just got the offensive coordinator fired. It's the first coach he got fired in his 45 years old. 20-some years as a quarterback. 23 years in office as a quarterback. Supposed to be the greatest of all time. He got a coach fired. Byron Leftwich. It wasn't 2 years ago. He won a Super Bowl, didn't he? Byron Leftwich was being brought up as being a head coach. Former player, quarterback, offensive coordinator under Bruce Arians with Tom Brady. And they won a Super Bowl. And they were like, oh, he's going to go on. He's going to be great. Be head coach. He was fired by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because Tom felt like, you know, the offense regressed and that, you know, the offense regressed under him. Well, hold on, you wanted it more your way, didn't you? Thomas Brady has been acting the fool and y'all don't pay attention. He's spoiled, unquarterback like really psycho Tom, as you see it. Y'all see it as like he's angel, right? Nah, but y'all fool because he's won all Super Bowls and y'all be wanting to be him, Captain America, but I acting up, right? So guess what? Last year, he got the coach of the Super Bowl who won with him, Bruce Arians, fired. When he was supposed to leave and then came back, all of a sudden, Bruce was going to be coaching this last year. And Bruce was like, I'm going to move upstairs. Had to move it upstairs. Everybody knows. Because Tom was like, oh, he's a little bit too lax. But guess what? With Tom in control and driving, the offense has sputtered all year. You can say, oh, the offensive line. You can say, oh, the blah, blah, blah. They're going to say the offensive line. They're going to say they had no running back, and they're going to blame Byron Leftwich now. But guess what? The year before that, they were like, Byron Leftwich could be a head coaching job. And now you fire him? You got fired for Tom? Wow. All in an attempt to keep him? Stop it, bro. You're doing too much. Stop it, Five. He is a locker room cancer. He's a declining player now, right? He's a fossil, and he should retire. He lacks detail now. He lacks detail and his sloppiness. And he said that the sloppiness, he said that there's a lack of decent sloppiness from Byron Leftwich, which drove him crazy, and this is why Byron Leftwich was fired, supposedly, allegedly. But guess what? You were just caping up for him. I remember, go back and look at the tape. So what happened? You know what happened? When there was people to challenge you, like Bruce, you got rid of them, right? And Byron ain't trying to challenge you, let you do you, and then you sputter, and now someone got to blame, and it's Byron. That's not fair. Shout out to Byron Leftwich, bro, because I know you didn't deserve that, bro. Because you know what? You should have left them when you were on a high, and now you're there, and now they're questioning you, right? I remember when they wanted to give you a head coaching job, and you got fired? That's not right. I get it, guys. He won all them Super Bowls. He's great. I understand that. I get it. He won all the Super Bowls when he had one of the best coaches. When he had Bill Belichick. Then he won the Super Bowls, right? Got it. Y'all forget, this is the same time as Brady was suspended. Y'all go, was suspended 4 games for deflating balls. Y'all forget the under talk when he was on the line talking reckless to people and stuff like that? Yo, the devil's best trick made him use this. Tom, I see you. Yo, you're the evil genius. I get it. Because super competitive. I know. There's a dark streak. They call him. Look, you know what it is? I got it. Oh, that's what it is. I told you, my new name. Listen, if you know WWE wrestling, you know, and just history, Hulk Hogan, everybody knows Hulk Hogan. Ah, but at a point, Hulk came back when he was older, and he came back, and he went all in black. He started NWO. He was known as Hollywood Hogan. Guess what I'm calling Tom? Hollywood Tom, because he's acting Hollywood right now. This Hollywood Tom. Everything's now is a storyline. Hollywood Tom. He's being sued for the crypto shit. He's in him and his wife in the press all the time. I'm like, whoa, it's more tabloids about Tom Brady than ever, bro. What? Hollywood Tom. Black Tom. I called it. But bro, you better help. You better help Byron get a job, bro. Because you was like singing his praises and now he got to go. And I know it. You're trying to keep him, so they're going to help you and you stay there, but you ain't going to stay there. And so Byron going to be out of job and you're going to leave and go somewhere else. And that sucks. So fix that. I said it. That's your goal. Stop it, bro. Hey, listen. Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl. And I'll get a tattoo of TB12. That's the fact. And I'm a Super Bowl to Tom Brady as a player. I said it right now. Watch. Well, I'll get a TB12 tattoo. I promise you. Whoa, that's a never. Peyton Manning roll up his grave and be mad at me, but it's never gonna happen because he's never gonna win another one. Mm-mm. And by the way, the last one he won is lucky because the offensive line for the Chiefs was gone in the playoffs the game before. Stop at 5. Luckiest ever. Anyway, that's it. Bad. I hold them up to high standards, bro. You can't do that. It's crazy, right? You better get by your job. Time I take a shoot across your whole world, but right now, all I feel to see is areola. What do I mean by that? Whoa. Shout out to LGBTQ. And my trans. This is a shout out because you win. Pow. Guess what? So Facebook has lifted the ban on bare breasts for trans and non-binary people only. Apparently they were flagging pictures of areolas, tits, for trans and non-binary people, but they decided not to. However, unfortunately, if you are a cisgender woman, you can't show your tits. And now I'm upset about that because I'm a free love. I'm the sex. Drake is the sex god. I'm the sex god. I'm a free loving, free love. I love seeing your nipple. I love your areola. Love it. Love it a lot. And I want to see more. Women, I want y'all to be free. You come to Excellent World Party. I want next time. That's not my song. I want to see his area. So I'm upset about that. But I'm happy because we're part of the way of seeing it. So now transgender and cis can show their nipples. But women can't. I know. Crazy times. But guess what they said? Because now Facebook has a board now, right? And this board is supposed to be like the Supreme Court, as they're calling it. Actually, this says, actually, I can't make it up. It actually says, and we call it their oversight board. Meta has an oversight board, which is like their Supreme Court. Pow. and they reversed for the LGBTQ massive. And they said, we had reinstated the content prior to the decision, recognizing that it has only been taken down. We constantly evaluate our policies to make our platforms better for everyone. The rep added, we know we can do more to support the LGBTQ community. And that means working with experts and advocacy. Yeah. They want to make it safe for everybody. And so they made this review, right? Great. Yep. I don't know. It gets separate but equal. So congratulations for transgender, non-binary, but cis women can't show their tits on Instagram. And I don't know. Guess what? Even though I love titties, so I'm upset. So if you, I don't, how about let me know? I'm going to put the posters. Let me know what you think. Should we see titties on Instagram? I think so. And women, I'm upset. If you're upset, I'm upset with you. But I'm happy for them. Excellent world. Can I get some more titties? We need more titties in life. Ariel, everybody's better with more titties. Really. It goes well with my... I make PPM, Pussy Pop Music, the best in the world. Pussy Pop Music. And it's better with titties. Ariel's. So, ladies, I'm upset. I know. Y'all want to walk free and be breast out. So let's get to the point. Whoa. Excellent world. It's raining, man. Yo, this is excellent film reviews. In honor of Men in Film, we give snaps reviews for great movies. I ain't done a couple weeks because I was, you know, doing this album thing, but I've been working. And guess what? Do we have a couple for you? One. First off, bow, 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 bow. One of the best ever. Kate Blanchett. Let's put some respect to her name. The movie is Tar. If you haven't seen it, go see it immediately. She just won a Golden Globe. Actually, wait, hold on. Her count of Golden Globes is up to four. She's won four of them already. What is it? Blue Jasmine, The Aviator, I'm Not There. Blue Jasmine, Aviator, I'm Not There. Elizabeth. Woo! Two Academy Awards. Whoa. And about to, might be a third now, right? Her performance on Tar, she played the composer Lydia Tar, is a masterclass. Whoa. Lydia Tar is like the female... She's like a composer. She's like excellence. I'm not as crazy. I don't go take it too far, but she's like excellence. Remind me of me, bro. A lot of little things with the symphony, whatever. Whoa, it's like watching a masterclass for real. If people call me the chicken hawk, Lydia Tarr is a Cornish hen. But guess what? Kate Blanchett murders it. I'm talking about destroys it. Masterclass. Remember I told y'all I got a list? The list of excellence? She been on the list. Look, hold on. Right there. She been on the damn. Yo, see? Look, let's excellent. Look, hold on. Woo, see? Whoa. You just have to see. My chicken scratch. Look at my beautiful chair. Yep, the list of excellence. One day it's going to be a famous list. This is the list. I told y'all, the list. Everyone should have one. In your mental, or put it in your notes. A list of performers, actresses, movie stars, musicians. It could be tech wizards, anybody that moves the needle for you that you know. Authors, anything. Moves the needle for you. People that you look up to. People that you say, okay, I got it. They have excellence. You know what I'm saying? Like when Jay-Z dropped an album. I gotta go, whoa, I gotta check it out. When Drake, I gotta check it out. Whoa. Miley Cyrus, whoa, I gotta check it out. Quentin Tarantino, whoa, I gotta check it out. Brad Pitt, whoa. Kate Blanchett is one of those people, right? A force multiplier. Makes everything better. Amazing. Moves the needle for me. I'm gonna go out and spend my money and go watch it. When Elon, you say what you want about Elon. He's the Twitter thing, whatever. He bought a morning shoe. Yo, he's moonlighting at Twitter, bro. Moonlighting. And you know why that means? That means that's his side job. He already got 18 other companies that's doing real that are doing big things. You can't say he's changed the world, right? Get it? Steve Jobs. Them, you get it? When he's live. Those type of people. Kate Blanchett's on that level. She's excellence personified. Everything she does, she has step up. If you're an actress in the world, take notes when you see her. Meryl Streep's on that level. You get it? That's how good it was. Tar, because of her, I give it 4. Wham, 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 wham. 4 stars, 4 or 5, because of her. I only got an ending, but the movie's dope. Dope. I'm talking about buckle up when you get ready. It's on another level. Right? Shout out to Lydia Tar, by the way. Legendary. Legendary. And Kate doesn't... Tar. my second movie, whoa, 2.5 to 3 stars, is Megan. Megan. Blumhouse. Cute movie. Great concept. Like the cake. I like concepts where they change things and they go, what's going on in the future, but there, it's a concept about a doll that they make for kids in the future. Boom. Dope. Her name is Megan. And Megan is AI. Scary. And it's that big, big debate we have about AI becoming self-aware and what it would do. And it goes there and that. I'm not going to spoil it for you, right? I won't spoil the movie for you, right? But actually, a spoiler alert. Not the whole spoiler alert. The point why it gets 2.5 out of 3 out of 5 is because based on the character and what it was doing, there's a point where, and the spoiler alert, where Megan comes for people in the company, right? And does some things, I'm not gonna say what she does. And it's out of character based on what the character's parameters are and what the character's trying to do. It was out of character and left field towards the end, and it ruined the movie for me in that aspect, because that was made no logical sense based on what the character's parameter and would do. But it made for good movie and sensationalism, right? But they went a different direction, which the rest of the planet were like, whoa, it's out of left field. That's towards the end. Other than that, the movie's dope. I need 3 Megans right now. I should have 3 right now. Running around. Beep, 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 beep. Yo, I could, if I had 4. If I had 4 Megans right now, they'd be like me. We'd be like this. We'd do my show. Be like this. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And just, and spitting there. Megan is the super doll everybody wants, right? Fuck, I have a Cabbage Patch Kid. If a Barbie, man, I need a Megan right now. They better make one. Make me one right now. I'll pay whatever. Please. Bro. If you had a Megan right now, right? You wouldn't need a dog. I actually have Showgirl, Creme Brulee, the best dog ever. But if you show me a dog, I'd be like, what? Watch it. Food for thought. Actually, you know what? The concept alone and where they're taking it in the future as it stands. You know what? I'm going to give it 3 out of 5. Actually, 3. 3 out of 5. 3. Wow. 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 3 out of 5. Boop. Bow. Concept. Blumhouse. I see you. Blumhouse is giving you a little food for thought, a little thing. Boop, boop, boop. They're getting better every week, yo. Can I get a Megan doll? I'm gonna get a Megan doll and put it right there. And when she looks at me like this, I'm like, woo, I'm Megan. Yes, bitch. Megan, go see it right now. If you don't like it, let me know what you think. Follow me in the comments, let me know what's going on. But it's almost done, by the way. The visual realm. There are only 4, 5, 6 games left at the rest of the season. Six games left. My playoff record is phenomenal. Whoa. Last week I was 5-1. 1 loss. 1. And that was only because I let y'all, convince me that Tom Brady was going to put some magic. Other than that, I was flawless. Bow. Especially, even when, yo, explain the story. Last week, right, the Jaguars were playing the Chargers. I told y'all what was going to happen. Exactly, I told y'all. I told y'all Jacksonville was going to win that game. And they went down 27 points, the most ever for them, right? But probably one third most ever in the league, ever, at half. And someone messaged me, was like, ha ha ha, Andre, ha ha, X, your take must be wrong. What do you feel about that? Ha ha, I'm like, come on, bro. We go hard in the tape. Bow. I didn't flinch. And guess what? Jacksonville came back and beat the Chargers, like I told y'all. And that same person was like, yo, I'm shook, bro. What, how'd you know? How'd I know? I do this. I don't lie. So guess what? I'm riding a wave. I'm about to hit y'all again right now. Bow, 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 bow. Playoff, let's go. First one, Jaguars versus the Chiefs. Everybody knows the Jags. Whoa, they got sunshine. They're on the way. Look at the Jags. They're on the way. Right? On the way. Meaning, they had a good run. It's great right now. That's over with. And they're done. Because guess what? Patty Mac. Woo! P-Money, baby. The Chief. Hail to the Chief. They're playing the Chiefs. They're going to get mollywopped. It might get ugly. Boat race. Mm-hmm. Remember, I told you that. He's not. He's coming for blood, right? Whoa. He might be after this. After actually, by my estimation, after this run, he could be Patty Two Rings. Whoa. Patty Two Rings. Patty, you ready? I'm ready. Patty, let's go, Papa. Actually, you're going to sit right here with me, right? When we destroy everybody else. Destroy that. Whoa. The next game, book it. Giants versus Eagles. Now, that's a tough one to call. Whoa, 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 whoa. The Giants versus the Eagles. Whoa. But guess what? I really want to pick the Giants and Brian Daboll, the new coach, because he's a force multiplier like me. I can see it. It's not when I see it. Shout out to Brian Daboll and the Giants. Saquon Barkley, but your run ends today. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to win this game. They're like, oh, he hasn't played a shoulder. They're chilling. Watch. They can go up and down like a video game. Beep, 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 beep. Watch. And they're rested. He's rested too. The Giants need more people. Right? The Giants pull off this victory. Brian Daboll, right? I'm going to be shook. I'm going to come here next week shooketh. Like, whoa, I'm a believer. And they're about a year away. They had a good run. He's coach of the year. And they're good and be happy. And you may, again, Daniel Jones, their quarterback. You better thank him every day, bro. When you get that next contract, you better go take that man. He needs a little bit in his pocket. Better put one of the kids through college or something. You better thank him. He's about to be on the side. For real. Yeah. But again, the Uggles. Eagle. Oh, but we'll see. And by my estimation, see the NFC Championship game. Pow! The next one, Bengals. Buffalo. This is the hardest one for me to handicap. For sure, right? Why? Because the Bengals are missing offensive linemen. And they've been shuffling them around. And anybody who knows, Joe Burrow, the quarterback, who's a force multiplier, amazing. Sickening. The future, right? He, by my estimation, is the new Tom Brady. Right, for real. Right? If Patrick Mahomes is to me the new Peyton Manning, that's Tom Brady right there. Straight up. I said it. Put it out there. He's doing it like that. He's like, confident as it is. He's confident. They're like, do you ever think you're underdog? He's like, I never think you're underdog. He actually says in the clip, he's like, do you think...
I always enjoy going on the road. It's just you and your guys. Feels like it's you against the world, and that's where we like to be. Never feel like an underdog. Really, any time you play on the road, it's hostile, especially in the NFL, you know, in big games. And, you know, really, you just take the same mindset that you always have and transfer it on the road. It's going to be a little louder, and, you know, it's going to affect your operation a little bit, but that's why you practice.
Do you think he's underdog? He's like... Never the underdog. We're never the underdog. Whoa. Exactly what I would say. 100%. This match, to me, is hard because of that. And, oh, also because Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Bills, is dope as he is. He's like Captain America, but crazy. You know Josh Allen comp? Ben Roethlisberger. Big physical super dude, whatever, right? But he got this little psycho crazy. I'm not too young to remember. His first playoff game, he played against the Indianapolis Colts. In the Colts building in the playoff game. It might have been in like the overtime. Bro, he's so amazing, so dopey, like 6'7". He's like a huge people hanging off of him, right? But he has this vision. And I, again, Colin Cowherd, my media daddy, told me, the eyes don't lie. I watched you that day in that game. And he did this thing when he was trying to make a play and he couldn't get it. And he took it and threw the ball backwards. And it was crazy. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? He gave that game up that day. This is his first year. Rookie, got it. But still, it tells me your critical thinking and the times most is not the best. And it's that proven by the lack of lazy play this year. So people who don't know, give me y'all. So again, people who don't know football, you want to sound smart, because I'm giving y'all the key. So learn, right? He is the quarterback of the Bills. The Bills' offensive coordinator used to be, guess who? Brian Daboll, the guy that's now the head coach of the Giants. That's how good he was. When Brian was there, Mr. Daboll, put some respect on his name. When Brian was there, Josh Allen looked the best he ever did. But now that he's gone, it's getting progressively worse. He's throwing interceptions. He's getting reckless again. I'm seeing that look inside. You get this look. Do you know that look? Everybody knows that look. When you see somebody, you walk in and you see somebody look, you look crazy. You're like, oh, shit. You ever walk by, you see a homeless person, you're like, and you see that in that look. He gets that look in those critical moments. That's not good for the head of the snake, head of agency. So for that reason alone, I'm shooketh. But the offensive line issue... I gotta say, bro, in this situation, you know what? I'm going to call it. I might be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I'll call for the upset. I'll call for the Bengals to do the thing. Bengals, where you at? Show me what you got, bro. Go into Buffalo and take it from them because it can be taken. They're too dependent on Josh Allen. Everybody knows that. He's like it's not 80% of the offense and stuff like that. Stop him. Stop, and it's not an easy task. Stop them. They to me, it looks like when you watch them, they're like, oh, yeah, let's do another play. Josh. That's not going to help every day. What if the man gets sick? It's supposed to be a team sport. And that doesn't mean that you got Stephon Diggs and him. Stephon Diggs is his receiver and him. Other than that, and Von Miller's not. Oh, and Von Miller's not on defense too. So watch out, because the defense is getting progressively worse. That's why I got to pick the Bengals to come in. Verbose, but you needed that juice. So get you got edumacation right there. The next one, the last one. The Cowboys. Ooh, the best on TV. Dallas, baby. Against the San Francisco 49ers. And my favorite. Purdy. Brock. Purdy. He's so. Whoa. We're in the Purdy era. Wait, hold on. We're in a pretty era, aren't we? Whoa. Listen. Cowboys had a good season. Your season's over. Over. They're about to win, bro. They win it. Look at me. Watch. It's going to be... Listen, if the Cowboys win, I will be shook if I come on here tomorrow. I will give you all of the accolades in the world. They're not winning that game. No way. And guess what? I think they're going to try to make Brock uncomfortable, but... Nope. No. It's too sick. And the Brock era has begun. The Purdy era has begun, baby. Whoa. They're going to end their ride. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But yeah, he's coming. Whoa. Little lightning. Pocket lightning. White lightning. Whoa. Super. He's a super twin. Whoa. You know what? I love that. San Francisco. Molly Wops. Pow. I don't know. It could get ugly. For real. It could get ugly. And then we're going to see Jerry and them. Him and Hall and stuff. They had a good season. They won a game. Whoa. And, you know, for being supposed to be America's team, they only won one playoff game in forever. So, guess what? Mm-hmm. And secretly, they played Tampa Bay, who secretly looked like they want to go home. Playing that Tampa Bay, Tom Brady offense that looked like high school offense. It looked like they packed it in. And they gave Cowboys all that. You want to crown them? Cowboy accolade. Okay. Listen, you better get Micah Parsons. Again, for everybody who doesn't know football, Micah Parsons, the defensive player for the Cowboys, is a force multiplier. He's dope. He better get to Brock a lot, or you have no chance. As the honorable Vincent Kennedy man said, you got no chance in hell. That's it. My football takes. Whoa. And guess what? Pay Mac, baby. He's going to be patty two rings when it's done. So, who called that at the beginning of the year? This guy. Whoa! Woo! Women! Yo, I have an album come out on the 27th, next Friday. Woo! It's called Legends of the Fall. This is the single. Ooh, the video for this come out on Thursday. Whoa! It's called Where They At, featuring Keys. Where my ratchet bitches at? Where they at? Where my trainer go hoes? Where they at? Where my quick dip pro pumping dumps? Where they at? Oh, I need my true prep to the front and virgin to the back. If you ain't trying to fuck all the way to the back, that's where I'm at. Yo, this is the outro. Yo, guess what? I have an album coming out. If you don't know, I ain't even came on social media the last couple weeks. I'm really, really, gonna be honest with y'all. I'm like going through a little bit of depression, missing my mama, Miss Marcia. Passed away, and really, really hard right now. And I told y'all, God spoke to me, told me get back to it. And my mama talks to me in my dreams sometimes. And trying to believe that I'm gonna get to music, and she's the guiding light, and I know she's in a better place. I want to thank everybody who my real friends, people, real people in my life, real friends, who were there for me and shout out and looked out for me or even do what wishes and stuff like that. But my mom was everything and I lost her and I'm struggling. So I'm coming out. I'm trying to keep going because I keep y'all hitting y'all, right? And she don't deny y'all music, but I'm struggling. So if y'all want to see me on social media like that, like jump on, popping around, because I don't feel like, you know what I mean? Not for real. I'm like focus on work. Focus on giving y'all smashes, hits. I'm working on that. I'm already. But I need to get back into my swag. So I'm like this today. I'm like, woo, back into my swag. Let's get to work, baby. Let's get to work. Right? And that's cool. So thank you guys. If you like this episode, please share it. Send it to your friends. Like it. Comment. You don't like it? Tell me you don't like it. Tell me excellence. Go, ayo. I'm like, shit. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm out of pocket. I don't care. I like debate. I'm a number one debater. I'm an opinionist and a lyricist. I'm one of the best in the world at what I do. I make PPM, pussy pop music. I'm the best at it. King. PPM, sex god. The album I drop is a pop rap album. Pussy pop music. It's not not regular bars, not a super rap album. So I don't hear that. No, I'm making hits. Everything I'm hitting the hate. I have a record, I Feel Pretty on there. It's so dope. Whoa. I'm going to talk about it. I'm actually going to do a series with y'all where I start breaking down the lyrics and going through it this next week and getting to do some stuff with the album and stuff like that. But secretly, I should have been doing it weeks ago, but I'm really depressed, man. I'm trying to get out of it. Between this and the music, this show is therapy. So thank you for coming. Other than that, like, I'm just trying to get out of my way. Because it feels like I lost everything. If y'all don't know, I was married. I'm divorced. I'm married to the game now. Lost my mama. A lot of changes in life. But what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Small things to a giant. I'm telling you, God told me it's time. So that's why you're getting this album. The first of multiple this year. I'm stepping on everybody's neck. This is a love tap. Pow, put it out. I listened to it the other day. I'm going to show you some clips. We just do some shit. I'm like, whoa. Area hitting, bow, bow, bow. My twerking USA, it come out summer when the video come out, you're gonna be like, oh shit. That's why I started to be with D squared, twinkie twinkies, watch out, cause I'm coming in. Coming in hot. So, it's not how we start, it's how we finish. If you like this, please share it. Please help me save it. If you know we're doing some changes, we're marketing different changes, we're marketing. I'm trying to find the coordinates. Who likes the show, who follows me the show, right? We can follow. I got merch. If we follow merch, shows, I'm about to do tours, shows again. If you like it, follow me, bro. But by the way, my show is must-see show on the planet. Anybody who books me, any show, whatever, you're getting the best in the world. Whoa. Performance art. Right? Like I told y'all, if you've seen Tar and She's the Cornish Hen, I'm the Chicken Heart. Come watch me perform. Come, really. Wouldn't want to go after me ever. South by I might be coming. But yeah, I'm going on. I want y'all to know, Excellent World is coming. The season is beginning, bitch. Let's get back to work. Let's go. Hold on. Ooh, we're gonna go get this. This out right now. This is where they at. Part one, part two, 2.0 with the video comes out this week. Comes out Thursday. Whoa, Keys, where you at? We turn up. X4. I got started. X4. I told y'all. X4. Kill. Oh man, I just killed a record yesterday. Woo. I'm gonna tell you about it. A record call. Dana White. Oh, this year on Monday. I'll tell you later. Anyway. Let's go. Excellent. Let's get it.